This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
Hi, I'm Pamela Snyder. I'm the Family and Community Partnership Manager for Intermountain Children's Services, and we are Head Start and Early Head Start. We serve Yancey, Mitchell, Avery, and Watauga counties.
That's a bit of an area, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So now early childhood and early childhood, what ages are we talking?
In Yancey County, the early Head Start starts at 6 weeks to 3 years, and then the regular Head Start is 3 to 5. Watauga County, we only have 3 to 5-year-olds. In Mitchell County, we have 1 to 3 and then 3 to 5. And in Avery County, 1 to 3 and then 3 to 5.
I think I'm just impressed you can remember all that. Please don't make me take a test. I'm lost. Well, that's really cool. So I didn't realize that you started out so young.
We started the Early Head Start program about 2 years ago. So mm-hmm. I'm very excited, and it has been very, very successful and a great, wonderful support from the community.
The beauty of that would be, for whatever reason, recently, we used to have a daycare center all over the place. You know, there's bunches of them. They're not many anymore. Mm-hmm. So I guess this helps working folks be able to have a good opportunity for their children. Is that how this works, or
yes.
Am I off on another tangent?
No, that's perfectly correct, Bruce. It is income-based, and we do have some over-income spots, and 10% of our population has to be, we want it to be, and it's never just been 10%, children with special challenges.
Oh, okay.
So we serve the wide range of children and families, and that's something that Head Start and Early Head Start does a little differently, is it's just not about bringing the kids and dropping them off. It's an educational program,
mm-hmm.
and we are including in the families. We understand and we are trained to realize that the parents are the children's first teachers, so we want to build on what they're already doing at home.
How many kids are we talking?
We have 32 spots for the Early Head Start, and we have 132 for regular Head Start, so we serve 164 children.
What are some of the programs? What do they do?
We do a Brigance
mm-hmm.
when they're in there after 2 weeks, and what the Brigance is it tells us what skill levels the kids are on, and then we tailor their education and the lesson plans per child.
Oh, okay.
So if one child's good at cutting and another child struggles, then we tailor each of those individual needs. And we do the TS Gold, and that tells us where they're making progress, and our education manager looks at all that data and tells what areas that we need to target agency-wide. And our health and nutrition manager, she covers all the things that making sure they're going to all the doctor visits and dental visits and their health check, making sure that they're getting those kind of things. Our director oversees everything, Robin Willis, and then we have a finance officer that makes sure all the bills are getting paid. So we have a lot of people that are checks and balances there.
Now, in that, what you mentioned, you also mentioned nutrition. So how does that program work?
That's one of our biggest and strongest programs, I think. We feed the children breakfast, lunch, and snack. And so according to USDA guidelines, we meet 3/4 of their nutritional needs per day.
Wow.
So that's pretty phenomenal. And Head Start is completely and totally free.
That's a good question. How's it funded?
We are grant funded through the federal government, but mm-hmm. it is grant funded, so we're not technically federal employees. And that's one thing of the challenges that we're facing right now is our grant is year to year, and it's a 5-year grant, but they tell us how much we're allowed to get. Well, our grant was put in place before the COVID. So now we're looking at, and our director before I came here, Robin Willis, she mentioned one of the main challenges that we're facing is some of our money's going to have to be shifted to personal protective devices, masks, gloves for staff, extra cleaning, a lot of the stuff. And where are we going to have to shift from what programs
right.
in order to cover all the extra requirements? So we're looking really hard at some of those challenges.
So there's no local funding?
Head Start is not locally funded at all. We're completely grant funded. Now we do accept donations, and our grant has to be matched by in-kind and volunteer and donations. And we've been very fortunate that some of the local agencies, especially the emergency management in a couple of the counties, have given us things. And the Amy Wellness, they gave the Mitchell Healthy Families a grant,
mm-hmm.
and they gave us several things for Mitchell County.
Cool.
Jeff Howell in Yancey County has been fabulous, and we're working with the other counties to see what we can get there. But it's a short-term fix because they're
yeah.
limited on what supplies they have.
Right. And we're talking, when you talk about that, we're talking PPE-type supplies.
Yes,
How did COVID affect you guys? Were you shut? I'm sure you were shut down for at least a little bit, or were you? How did all that work? The early part.
Yes. When it originally happened, we did all work remotely for a month, mm-hmm. and then the management came back into work, and then COVID numbers kept going up. So we closed the centers down, and staff was laid off for a month, and then we came back the 1st of August. All the staff is back, but we are serving the children remotely because the director has a very hard job as far as deciding what is best. And right now, while we're still in phase two, she had to look at the numbers in four counties, what four county school systems were doing, how the numbers were continuously going up, what was safest for the children, their families, and our centers. And she did make the call. Right now, we are doing remote services.
Okay, so you're doing remote services. You don't have any children coming in right
now. No.
But hopefully, maybe sometime soon, we'll get by that part as well. We just keep struggling and hoping.
Yes.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow with Pam Snyder of Intermountain Head Start as we talk about the actual lesson plans and how they work with children during the time of COVID. And then towards the end, a couple of opportunities for you to help out. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. Thank you again to Pam Snyder of Intermountain Head Start, and thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.